November 20, 1917. The reason for chastisements. Jesus will make the sanctity of living in the divine will reappear. Continuing in my state, ever more painful, my always lovable Jesus comes and goes like a flash. And he does not give me time, even to pray to him for the great evils that poor humanity is going through, especially my dear homeland. What a blow to my heart, the entrance of the foreigners into her. I thought that Jesus had told me this before to make me pray. But when he comes, if I beg him, he says, I will be inexorable. And if I push him by saying, Jesus, don't you want to have compassion? Don't you see how the cities are destroyed, how people remain naked and starving? Ah, Jesus, how hard you have become. He answers, my daughter, I am not concerned about the cities, the great things of the earth, I am concerned about souls. The cities, the churches and other things, after they have been destroyed, can be rebuilt. Didn't I destroy everything in the deluge? And wasn't everything redone again? But if souls are lost, it is forever, there is no one who can give them back to me. Ah! I cry for souls. They have denied heaven for the earth, and I will destroy the earth. I will make the most beautiful things disappear which, like rope, bind man. And I, Jesus, what are you saying? And he, courage, don't lose heart. I will go on. And you, come into my will. Live in it, so that the earth may no longer be your home, but I myself may become your home. In this way you will be completely safe. My will has the power of rendering the soul transparent, and when a soul is transparent, whatever I do is reflected in her. If I think, my thought is reflected in her mind and becomes light, while her thought, as light, is reflected in mine. If I look, if I speak, if I love, etc., these are reflected in her like many lights, and she in me. Therefore, we are in continuous reflections, in perennial communication, in reciprocal love. And since I am everywhere, the reflections of these souls reach me in heaven, on earth, in the sacramental host, in the hearts of creatures. Everywhere and always, I give light, and light they send to me. I give love, and love they give to me. They are my terrestrial homes, in which I find refuge from the disgust of the other creatures. Oh, the beautiful living in my will! I like it so much that I will make disappear all other sanctities under any aspect of virtue in the future generations, and I will make the sanctity of living in my will reappear, which are and will be not human sanctities, but divine. Their sanctity will be so high that, like suns, they will eclipse the most beautiful stars of the saints of the past generations. This is why I want to purge the earth, it is unworthy of these portents of sanctity.